everyone. Welcome to Get Happy, every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4 with me, Stella. I can't wait to get started with today's show, for a lot of great songs are in store. Here we go. The first song I'll be spinning today is called Music, Music, Music by Teresa Brewer. It was written by Stephen Weiss in 1949 and was first recorded by Teresa Brewer in 1950, where the song went to number one on the charts. It sold a million copies, and Brewer quickly got the nickname Miss Music. This is her signature song. The next song is called Stompin' at the Savoy by Benny Goodman. This song was written by Edgar Sampson in 1934 and was first covered by Chick Webb later that year. His version was instrumental and became a big success, but Benny Goodman's 1936 recording topped the charts even higher. Enjoy!
Thank you.
The next song is called Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by the Andrews Sisters. It was written by Don Ray in 1941 and was first introduced by the Andrews Sisters in the film Buck Privates. It was quickly very famous and was even nominated for an Academy Award. Since its release, the tune is forever remembered as a classic World War II standard.
Trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
That was Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. The next song is called Fly Me to the Moon, a classic by Frank Sinatra. It was written by Bart Howard in 1954 and was first introduced by Kay Ballard later that year. Her recording inspired others like Johnny Mathis, Nancy Wilson, and many other artists to cover it later on.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, I love you.
That was Fly Me to the Moon. The next song is called Swingin' on a Star by Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. Swinging on a star.
The next song is called The Trolley Song by Judy Garland. It was written by Hugh Martin in 1944, originally for the MGM film Meet Me in St. Louis. Judy Garland was the star, and this is one of her most successful tunes. It was actually nominated for an Oscar in 1945, but lost to Swingin' on a Star.
With my high starch collars and my hair piled high upon my head, I untie, he was quite cunning. Zing, zing went my wings from them, saw him out. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went big. Thumbs Cause when he smiled I could feel the car shake.
Clang, clang, clang.
He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzz. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. 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 Started to know how it feels. He stayed on with me and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Clang, clang, clang with the tire.
The next song is called I'm Nobody's Baby by Ruth Etting.
I used to be my mother's baby. When I was near, my dad went wild. Whenever we had company, they'd bounce me on their knee. The neighbors thought I was a darling child. Once I was everybody's baby, but right now I'm lonesome as can be. You see, I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray the Lord up above to please send me down somebody to love. 'Cause nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea? Come take a little chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now.
The next song is one of my all-time favorites, called Blue Skies by Ella Fitzgerald. It was written by Irving Berlin in 1926 and was first introduced by Belle Baker in the Rodgers and Hart musical Betsy. Although the show wasn't very successful, the song was a huge hit, and it still is.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but birds, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
So, unfortunately, our time is just about up for today. Our last song is called Beautiful Dreamer by Al Jolson. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I can't wait to see you next time. Have a great week. Bye!
Beautiful Dreamer, unto me, starlight and a dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with a soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng.